Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Cella. I am your host, Veronica Vilsky, and we are here talking to Fenella Dale from Standen, Hertfordshire, in the United Kingdom. She has recently moved to Argentina, and we get to hear how the transition is going and how her Spanish is progressing while learning in Mendoza, Argentina. Fenella, thank you so much for your time and telling us about your new adventure in Argentina.
Not at all. Hello.
Had you learned any Spanish before you moved to Argentina?
Yes, I was learning Spanish whilst living in Hong Kong. I was living in Hong Kong for the past 4 years, and there I was taking classes once per week, and the class was just for 2 hours. So yes, I was studying, but not on a regular basis.
So why did you choose Spanish to learn?
I chose Spanish because I met my boyfriend in Hong Kong, and he's from Argentina. And when we met, we were speaking only in Spanish. And I wanted to help share the load in terms of speaking in a second language, and decided it would be beneficial for us for me to speak in Spanish. And I also wanted to communicate with his family when we came to visit last year, because very few of them speak English. So that is why I learned Spanish.
That's great. Has he been helpful?
Yes, he is helpful at times, and then at times, as is the case with a lot of couples, when one person is trying to teach the other something, it can be a bit tricky. But no, in general, he's very supportive, and he's very pleased with the progress I've made. And it's nice for us to share the load a bit more with the language.
That's true, because, yeah, there are a lot of things you miss when you're only speaking in one language, which is a second language for someone.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of sort of colloquialisms that now I understand much better, and a lot of sort of cultural habits and personality traits, which I understand much better now I've learned the language and also living in the country. So yes, it's been great that we can both understand a few more things about each other.
Good. So how did you meet him in Hong Kong?
So we both moved to Hong Kong to work. And he is a tennis coach. That is his profession. And he was, in fact, coaching my sister and my nephews in Hong Kong. And, so we met through my sister. So it is all her fault.
Before you began your Spanish program, what was your biggest hesitation?
My biggest hesitation before starting the program at Isela was that there wouldn't be many people on the course. Since I moved to Argentina, I haven't met many foreigners here, and certainly very few expats. So my sort of big hesitation was that, oh, there's not going to be a lot of people for me to meet. So yes, that was my big hesitation.
And was that a legitimate concern?
It was a bit of a silly concern, really, because as it happens, there's plenty of students at Acela, and a lot of people from, you know, far, far away lands, a lot of people from Europe, people from Asia, people from America. So it's a really diverse group of people that take the course and study on the program. And it's been wonderful to meet so many different people. It's a real cosmopolitan feel at Acela.
Good. What are your grammar and conversation classes like at Acela?
So Each day I have an hour and 40 minutes of grammar and an hour and 40 minutes of conversation. The conversation classes normally revolve around a particular topic. So, for example, it might be International Women's Day or what we like about Mendoza. Today, for example, was around dating, which was quite amusing. And it's a good chance to get to know your fellow students better and also just to expand your vocabulary. And then the grammar classes are much more structured. We tend to follow a textbook, and it's a mixture of listening, speaking, reading, and writing.
Nice. What would you change about your classes at Acela?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of doing role plays or standing up in front of the class because it makes me feel a bit like I'm back at school. But that's fine. I'm happy to do it. I prefer just to sit and chat and in more of a normal environment as I would do with a native in a bar or a coffee shop or something. So yes, I'm not a big fan of the role plays.
That makes sense. What is a typical weekday like for you in your immersion program after your classes are done?
So for example, today, after we finished our classes, we had lunch at the school. We had a barbecue in the garden with all the students, which was really nice. And it's nice to have a chance to meet the new students, get to know your teachers better, get to know your fellow students better. When the pressure is off, you're not in a classroom environment. So yeah, normally there is an activity after the classes that we can take part in. And today, for example, later on this evening, I'm meeting my fellow students again, and we're going to go to a bar and meet up and maybe practice some salsa dancing this evening.
Ooh.
But yes, normally we yes, it sounds exciting. But yes, in general, a lot of the students socialize together after the classes as well. It's really nice.
And how is your relationship with your Spanish professors different than what you were used to?
The relationship I have with my teachers at Acela is very informal, and it's very integrated. So there aren't separate rooms for the teachers and the students. There's no staff room, for example. So it's really nice that we all hang out together in break when we arrive first thing in the morning after class. So it's very informal, just like, you know, you're talking to a friend. There isn't that sort of barrier, which I really enjoy. And it's something that is quite different from the way I've studied previously, when there's definitely been a sort of teacher-pupil sort of boundary. So yeah, at Acela, it's very integrated. It's more like a big family.
Mm-hmm. So what types of friends have you made during your Spanish program?
I have made friends with people from the States, from Canada, from Switzerland, from Holland, people that are younger than me, people that are older, people that are traveling, people that are studying, people that are here to work. It's, you know, a very diverse spectrum of people, which is great. And it's also nice for me that there aren't any other Brits actually in the school at the moment, so it's there's no fear of people, you know, sticking to their cliques. Everybody is getting to know everybody from lots of different places.
Good. What type of person might be a bad fit for attending an Acela school?
I think somebody that doesn't like the informality, somebody that prefers to have that formal teacher-pupil boundary. somebody that doesn't like talking, because the conversation classes are a big part of the program, as well as talking to your teachers and your fellow students outside of class. So I think if you prefer not to socialize, then Acela wouldn't be such a great fit.
For you, what area of Spanish is the most challenging to understand and then use in speaking?
At the moment, I'm finding the difference between the pretérito indicativo, oh, I can't even say the word properly, and the imperfecto, so the two past tenses. It's very hard for me to know when to use them in the correct situation, and more so when I'm speaking. When I'm reading, I can kind of grasp it a bit better, but yeah, in speaking, it's quite hard.
And then how do Acela's professors help you to understand that difference?
With a lot of repetition, they're very thorough, the teachers. So if you don't understand something, they're incredibly patient with us all, and they will help to explain the rule or the format again. They go back to the beginning to try and help you understand and just make clear what the rules are. And for example, if we're reading and you find that hard, they'll do a writing exercise or they'll do a speaking exercise. I think the great thing about them is, yeah, they don't get cross or fed up with us if we find it hard to grasp something. So yeah, we have to persevere, and they're very patient with us.
Going from classes to more of the fun side, are there any activities or longer weekend trips that you'd recommend to our future students?
I would definitely recommend visiting the outer suburbs of Mendoza. There is a particular place called Luján, which is closer to the mountains. I actually stayed there with my boyfriend and his family, and you can stay in cabañas there that have swimming pools and big gardens, and it's a really nice place to relax. And there are also a lot of opportunities at Acela to explore the wider city. There are tours of the city, of course, but then there's also the opportunity to visit bodegas, to go rafting, do mountain biking, horse riding. So there will be plenty of opportunities for people to explore the city and the surrounding areas.
That does sound very relaxing. What has been your favorite restaurant or type of cuisine?
In Mendoza, I wouldn't say I have a particular favorite. I'm actually, having lived in Hong Kong, I'm quite craving Asian food at the moment, and sadly it's quite difficult to find in Argentina, as they tend to specialize in their own cuisine, which is also very delicious, but for me, I like variety, so I'm missing sushi and pho and Thai curries at the moment.
Hopefully you can find a good substitute.
Yes, I hope so.
Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
One of the first phrases I learned was quite a nice one, which is vale la pena or no vale la pena, which means it's worth it or it's not worth it. And I learned this very early on when I was learning Spanish. And at the time, I was living in Hong Kong, and Oliver, my boyfriend's friends, were making a lot of jokes about my lack of Spanish. And I remember at one point somebody was making a joke, and someone suggested, I replied to the joke, and I said, oh, no vale la pena. And everyone found that very funny. So it was quite a good one to use when you're defending yourself.
It's true. Is there anything else in general that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think I would fully recommend the program at Acela, and I think learning a language is a long and sometimes frustrating process, but I think you absolutely should persevere. Some days are better than others, but that is just how it is. And just to enjoy it as much as you can, and I think it's an incredible feeling once you get to a point where you can understand and can speak, and it's something that people should use proudly. So, yeah, persevere and enjoy the benefits.
Yeah. Muchas gracias, Fenella. It's been wonderful hearing more about you. And we wish you good luck in your new town. And I'm sure your Spanish will just take off and improve greatly.
I hope so, too. Many thanks.